Curtis Harding mit Keep On Shining aus seinem Soul Power Album. Der Mann ist hier bei uns im Studio. Ich gebe kurz eine kleine Einführung, damit man auch weiß, mit wem man es zu tun hat. Geboren in Michigan, der Soul wurde ihm quasi in die Wiege gelegt, mit der Mama bereits als Kind als Gospelsänger aufgetreten und getourt. Später dann mehrere Male umgezogen und in Atlanta, in Georgia gelandet, um dort als Musiker so richtig durchzustarten. Seine Stimme hat man in mehreren Remixen schon gehört. Er hat für CeeLo Green geschrieben, ist mit ihm als Backup-Sänger getourt und hat sich bei seiner ganzen Soul- und R&B-Affinität auch eine große Liebe für andere Stile beibehalten, für Punk, für Country, für alles Mögliche, und 2011 dann ein Projekt mit Black Lips-Sänger Cole Alexander gestartet, der ja bekanntlich eher so die Punk-Rock-Side of Life genießt, aber auch was für Vintage-Soul übrig hat, und so gründeten die beiden das Projekt Night Sun. Letztes Jahr veröffentlichte Curtis Harding sein Solo-Debüt Soul Power auf dem hippen kalifornischen Label Burger Records. Heute Abend spielt er im Lido. Wir haben auch gleich noch Karten dafür. Jetzt ist er hier. Welcome, Curtis.
Thank you.
Curtis, you're not here the first time. You've been here before. You know your way around. Tonight you're playing at Lido.
Yes.
So is that still for your solo debut, or is that already new material that you're presenting to the audience?
I play a couple new songs, but for the most part it's just to play longer, because I only have one album, and the album is only 45 minutes in length.
Mm-hmm.
To elongate the set, I play like three new songs, and I have like a surprise set.
A surprise set?
Yeah.
Okay. So the last year probably was pretty busy for you after releasing your solo album or solo debut. Mm-hmm. You've been on tour for quite a lot. What has anything changed for you ever since you brought out your own album? I mean, you've been very busy in terms of being a musician beforehand, but mm-hmm. Or how far is it something different to be on the tour alone as a main act, basically?
It's just a lot more work, a lot more traveling. Being abroad and being away from home is the biggest change, I would say. Before Soul Power, I would spend more time in the studio, mm-hmm. doing studio work. But it's just a lot of traveling.
Are you able to enjoy it, or is it?
Oh yeah, I definitely enjoy the shows.
Yeah.
I definitely enjoy the shows.
Do you get to see some places?
No, you know, most of the time it's like a day in, a day out. So we're here one day and then gone the next day. So mm-hmm. it's hotel, show, interviews, or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of work. But it's fun.
Yeah.
It's labor love.
And you probably did know what you're getting into. I mean, having been on tour with other people mm-hmm. before, so it's not that
definitely.
It was completely new platform for you.
Definitely.
Also er sagt gerade, es hat sich eigentlich nicht ganz so viel geändert, seitdem er sein Soloalbum rausgebracht hat. Er war halt vorher schon mit anderen Musikern auf Tour. Er sagt aber, es ist natürlich schon anstrengend, man ist viel auf Tour, man sieht auch nicht so viel von den Städten, aber er genießt die Auftritte dann abends, und insofern ist es schon völlig okay. You know, it's always funny when you read interviews with you or so, you know, you're always seeing that people are mentioning your age, mm-hmm. and then there are words like seasoned or progressed age or so, you know, and then when you ask how old you are, and you just told me you're 35,
yeah.
it's just so funny that nowadays the music industry and everything around it
yeah.
is considering a person 35 years old seasoned or very mature
yeah.
or progressed
well,
aged. It's kind of interesting.
I don't know,
you
know? About very mature, but I do what I can. I try to be as mature as I possibly can.
Yeah, but is that something that you see similar, that you think, yeah, it's true, I am kind of progressed in terms of
yeah,
age, or
I believe I have experience. I definitely have experience on the road and within my field of expertise, which is music. That helps with the age difference between, you know, being a teenager or in my early 20s or whatnot. But
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's all the same. It's all the same thing. I think it boils down to you just making good music and being the best person you can. Age is just a number. So.
Yeah, no, definitely is. But it's just still interesting how you're being put in a drawer.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Mid-30s, yeah. Wow, solo debut or debut with mid-30s, that's kind of late.
Mm. Yeah, but I've been working on music for the majority of my life. So just because I didn't necessarily put a project out doesn't mean that, you know, my career hasn't been... You just didn't know about me.
Yeah.
About me
no, and, you know, you can read it. I mean, you've been a pretty busy person. Was it more like your modest character or your altruistic character that you never thought of or never considered putting out something yourself, or rather?
I mean, I always considered it. I just didn't... I always wanted to be in a band. I like band situations, and I still like band situations. It just so happened that I had a vocal material that... I wanted to present myself. You know what I mean? I didn't necessarily plan on even touring with Soul Power, but people gravitated.
No, really? No. But you have to. You bring out a record, you have to tour, no?
No, I don't have to. I mean, I feel that a body of work is just that. It's almost like a painting. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a piece of art. You know what I mean? So I didn't necessarily intend on touring with Soul Power. I was going to put it out and then just do something else.
Like, yeah, but then what happened? Did the record company say, like, oh, please, I mean, to get some money in, you have to tour?
You know, people just wanted to, people wanted to hear the shows, want to see the album live. And, and I hadn't toured in a long time. So I was like, okay, I'll do it.
Let's just do it.
Put a band together and let's roll.
So are you happy with your band? Is that what you were looking for, being in a band?
Yeah, I have a rotating cast. I have two guys that actually played, that out here with me, that actually played on the album. So it's a nice representation of Soul Power. For the sake of financial reasons, I don't have like the full horn section. Mm-hmm. I have one trumpet player, but it's we're trudging along.
Also wenn man zuerst ein bisschen über das Alter unterhalten, wenn man Interviews mit Curtis liest, dann wird er immer wieder auf sein Alter angesprochen, dass er ja schon relativ alt ist dafür, dass er jetzt erst eine Soloplatte rausgebracht hat oder die erste. Er ist 35 Jahre und es ist ganz interessant, dass man dann sofort in diese Schublade geschoben wird, weil die Musikindustrie heute ja immer so ein bisschen nach frischen Leuten, nach Frischfleisch sucht. Aber er sagt, es ist, ja klar, er wird schon darauf angesprochen, aber letztendlich ist es alles nur Erfahrung, was zählt. Alter ist auch nur eine Nummer und eine Zahl und hat eigentlich nichts zu sagen. Und er fühlt sich jetzt eigentlich auch erst bereit, so eine Platte rausgebracht zu haben. Er hat natürlich vorher schon auch dran gedacht, aber war dann eben mit Leuten auch unterwegs, beziehungsweise hat für andere Leute immer gearbeitet, sodass er einfach auch ein bisschen oder weniger Zeit hat oder keine Zeit dabei. Und er sagt jetzt, dass er das auch schon genießt, jetzt mit einer Band unterwegs zu sein. Er wollte zwar erst gar nicht touren nach der Veröffentlichung seiner Soloplatte, hat es dann aber doch gemacht, hat sich auch eine Band zusammengesucht, was er schon immer machen wollte. Und insofern geht das auch alles in Ordnung. We're gonna play another song of your record.
Awesome.
Heaven's on the Other Side, which is my personal favorite, I have to say, of the record.
You like to dance then, huh?
Well, it's just very, let's say, you know, if you're someone who's listening more or less to indie rock the whole time, you know, because of we're playing a lot of indie rock, electronic stuff, then music like this is something very special, I think.
Cool.
So,
dig it.
Soul Power, das Album, und Heaven's on the Other Side. Curtis Harding hier auf Flux FM. Starting mit Heaven's on the Other Side aus einem Soul Power Album. Das, was Soul Power heißt und das auch eine Menge Soul bzw. R&B in sich trägt, auch ein bisschen so in die Vintage-Richtung. Aber man hört es immer wieder, es gibt auch andere Songs auf diesem Album, Surf zum Beispiel, das definitiv auch so ein bisschen in so eine Surf-Rock-Richtung geht. Also da gibt es schon viele Einflüsse bei Curtis Harding und das ist auch was, was er immer wieder betont. Er lässt sich nicht so wirklich auf eine Musikrichtung, auf einen Stil festlegen, sondern er mag echt vieles. I'm just saying, Curtis, that you're definitely not only based on one music direction. You like all sorts of music. And you can even hear it on your album. You have a couple of songs that are going into a rock and roll, guitar-y kind of direction. The surf song, for instance. And we've just talked about the music scene in Atlanta, where you're based right now. And you just said that your best buddies are basically band members from Black Lips and Mastodon as well.
Yeah. Brent Hines is a really good friend of mine.
Can you just turn the microphone a little bit?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you can actually move it.
Yeah, Brent Hines is a really good friend of mine from Mastodon, guitar player.
Yeah.
And Cole, of course, Cole Alexander and Jared and Joe and all those guys.
So it doesn't matter if you guys are based in different directions or music styles. You just hang out, drink together.
Yeah.
Now, wouldn't that be great, Brent Hines, and you doing a collaboration, another project, Mastodon and Curtis writing together?
Yeah, we've been hashing out some stuff, so it'd be interesting to see how it turns out.
You really have?
Yeah.
You've been jamming together?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
We jam together all the time.
Oh, interesting.
Whenever we're in town together, like he tours so much. That's the hard part about trying to put together like a project with people who already are on the road and doing things because scheduling is crazy.
Yeah.
Especially when you're going for like months on end and then, you know, when you have the few days home, you kind of want to spend time with family and whatnot. So it's hard to try to get together and finish things that you start. So but we'll finish it eventually.
Yeah. So you were already working on your new record, I heard.
Yeah. Started demoing songs and And just writing, curating songs for the next project. So
completely new, because I read that you actually had to throw out songs on your debut album. And I was thinking, look, it just takes in the 8 songs that had to be thrown out and put it on another
record. Well, I mean, some are new. I mean, it just depends. It's like, because you can take like songs that are thrown out and then kind of revamp them and make them, you know, however you want to do it, whatever. But I tend to like just to have at least 25 songs before I go into the studio and record. So, and that way you can have leftover songs before and after. So,
also am Anfang haben wir uns noch mal ein bisschen über die Atlanta-Musikszene unterhalten und wie gesagt, er hat mit Mastodon auch ein bisschen im Studio gejammt, mit Brent Heiss zumindest, dem Gitarristen von Mastodon, der auch ein enger Buddy von ihm ist, und er sagt, nö, da gibt's eigentlich keine Grenzen. Also wir hängen da alle zusammen ein bisschen, versuchen auch mitunter ein bisschen zu kollaborieren. Wer weiß, was da noch bei rumkommt. Aber es ist natürlich schwierig, sich zu treffen, weil die Herrschaften natürlich auch, sind ja mega erfolgreich in den Staaten, viel auf Tour sind. Es ist immer gar nicht so einfach, sich da einen gemeinsamen Termin zu besorgen bzw. zu finden, dann zusammen abzuhängen. Und er arbeitet jetzt am neuen Album. Ich habe ihn gerade gefragt, 8 Songs sind bei dem ersten Album rausgeflogen, von insgesamt 20, die er aufgenommen hatte, ob er nicht einfach diese nochmal recyceln kann. Und er sagt, ja, das könnte man machen. Und manchmal passiert das schon auch, dass man die nochmal ein bisschen aufmäppelt. Aber eigentlich schreibt er die jetzt gerade komplett neu, die Songs. Do you have a deadline for finishing songs or songwriting this year?
No, not yet. When I'm home, I try to write something every day and try to do something within that realm every day. And even on the road, like, I try to write something down.
Okay.
But there's no deadline for the next album.
Is that Burger Records people are like, come on?
Nah. I'm definitely, I wouldn't involve myself with someone like that, because I like to take my time, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they have quite a cool reputation.
Yeah.
So you're pretty happy with them.
Yeah, cool.
Heute Abend spielt er im Lido und wir haben jetzt noch Tickets zum Verlosen. Julia sitzt schon am Telefon. Wer Curtis Harding heute erleben möchte, rufe jetzt bitte an unter 030-2000-9000. And we're gonna play one more song and then we're gonna send you off to your soundcheck at Lido.
Cool.
Yeah? Thank you very much for being here, Curtis.
Thanks for having me.
And have fun tonight. I hope the audience treats you nicely.
See you there, Berlin.
Okay, bye-bye. Cruel World.